I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
That was a quick hour. One down into the new work week. This is the last week of November. We're now post-Thanksgiving, going into Cyber Monday, which I suppose maybe I'll be thinking of Christmas gifts, but I just can't even fathom at this point doing that. It's so crazy to me that Thanksgiving is in the rearview mirror and now Christmas is on the horizon. And yeah, it's just been the kind of year where so many other things have taken precedence. Not that Christmas isn't important or that we aren't looking forward to it in our families, getting post-wedding and having the chance to breathe and enjoy the holidays. But we are officially into the holiday season for everything that that means. Lots of different ways that families celebrate and mark it, but I hope that it's one that brings some hope and some joy and some laughter for you and for your family this month of December that can be so nutso. Nutso in the NFL as well. Certainly nutso in college football. It's one of our favorite months of the year as football fans. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Week 12 with one game to go. I hope it's good. I do. I hope that we get a Bears and Vikings game that is worthy of the NFC North. Vikings certainly have plenty to play for. As for the Bears, I don't believe in tanking. I think they want to win too. They're playing for jobs in Chicago as well. But the fact that they could potentially have two of the top five picks in the NFL draft is going to be a theme with them through the rest of this NFL season. We want to pick up with the Bills and the Eagles. And I know that I mentioned really making a big deal of the fact that the Ravens didn't capitalize on a lot of opportunities. They left a lot of points on the field on Sunday night at SoFi. So did the Chargers, though the Chargers, that's a larger franchise problem. It's not just limited to a single game. Well, the Bills are in that space right now, too. And sometimes I can't figure out how the Bills lose these games. They've got multiple starters missing on defense because of injuries. And I know that that eventually comes back to bite them. And Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense puts a ton of pressure on any defense. They really do. But the Bills, even when they get out to a quick start, which has been an issue for them this season, even when they protect the football, which has also been an issue for them this season, even when they rack up 500 yards of offense, then it seems like the defense doesn't play well. They just can't quite get all three phases of the game to line up at the same time. One group plays exceedingly well, and on Sunday it was the offense, but the defense can't quite toe the line. Credit to the Eagles because they do put pressure on every defense the ways they can beat you. They've got the strength, the brute force strength of Jalen Hurts and that offensive line, the run game, but But even when the run game is not their primary focus or their primary option, and against the Bills, it's harder to run the ball. What do? Well, they go through the air, right? And they end up with an A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Olamide Zaccheaus. It's just an onslaught. They can hit you in so many different ways, and they can hit you at different speeds. They can pound you to death, or they can dazzle you with some of the angles the receivers can take and the way that Jalen Hurts can connect with his various weapons. But the Bills can do that too. It's just they can't quite get all on the same page. And I don't mean that as a question of leadership. I don't think this is about Sean McDermott or Josh Allen. They make critical mistakes. They're not as disciplined. They have miscommunications at the worst possible time, right? Like Gabe Davis could have potentially caught the game winner in overtime. And instead, he's breaking out when Josh Allen is throwing to the post. The reaction. I'm telling you what, my new favorite voyeur camera is the offensive coordinators in the boxes. And it seems to be more and more what we get, right? Like we used to see them every now and then. But I think when Ken Dorsey had that meltdown was that last year? He had that meltdown. It was caught on camera up in the booth or up in the box. Now there are cameras in every booth where there are OCs posted up because you never know what you might catch. And so the reactions of Joe Brady, who's the new offensive coordinator interim for the Bills, when they did not connect Allen to Davis in overtime, says it all. I love that stuff.
I just found his from Dorsey from last season. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's so good.
He throws the
papers.
That
would have been a Hall of Fame surefire candidate if there had been audio to it.
Absolutely.
It's After Hours CBS on our show Twitter. You can vote for our Monday MVP. So that poll is already up. It's also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Just as a side note, I, for one, am really glad that we get equal opportunity with the Eagles. We get as much of Bradley Cooper in the owner's box as we do Taylor Swift in the Kelsey's box. Not that they were on the same game, but certainly one hallmark of this NFL season has been the number of video clips or the number of shots that we've gotten of Taylor Swift during Chiefs games. So thank goodness now we get some Bradley Cooper with the Eagles. Phew. All right, so Buffalo is early locked in. And like I said, that's been an issue for the Bills in the first half of games. But they have a pair of takeaways in the first half in Philadelphia, and more than 250 yards. But do you know what else they had in the first half? 10 penalties. I didn't even know that was possible. 10 penalty flags in a single half and a missed field goal, right? So it's stops and starts. It's one step forward. It's two steps back. And it's certainly frustrating if you are a Bills fan. But there's always Josh Allen.
Third and 11 from the 16. Here's the snap to Allen in the shotgun. Back to pass. Steps up. He's got running room in front of him. Fakes the throw. Cuts it back at the 10. Down to the 5. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Josh Allen, the beast, has been released. What a touchdown run by Josh Allen for 16 yards.
I love Chris Brown's calls of Josh Allen touchdowns, and just Chris Brown in general has become a lot of fun on the Bills radio network. All right, so yes, wanted to give you the Josh Allen beast mode.
Josh Allen, the beast, has has been released.
Oh, I actually tweeted about that touchdown run myself because it was one of those that was a beastly score by Josh where he sidesteps and he jukes and he just shows off his strength. Remember, this dude is 6'5". He's the same size as Cam Newton all those years that people would marvel at how much bigger he was than most of the defensive players out there. And so, yes, on a soggy Sunday, Josh Allen has a pair of touchdown runs. And because of the Eagles' earlier mistakes, they've got a lead, a 10-point lead into the third quarter. But in the second half, the Eagles, well, they fly. You know they fly. Three straight touchdown drives, all of them resulting in Jalen Hurts touchdown passes. So not the tushy pushies, but the touchdowns through the air.
Smith, now he goes into the slot. Back goes Hurts. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown! Smith!
What a well-thrown football this is.
Yes, it was.
Perfect design, perfect execution, and he throws it just slightly away from that inside safety where skinny Batman can go up, snare the ball, pull it in, and avoid a big collision.
Merrill Reese and company on the Eagles radio network. So I, in my fantasy matchup, not that you care, had Devontae Smith. My opponent had the Bills kicker, A.J. Brown, and another member of the Eagles. It wasn't Jalen. I don't remember who it was. She had three people going in this late game. I don't think it was DeAndre Swift, but it might have been. Anyway, she had three peeps going. And so I put up 130 points this week and lost. What is up with that?
That sucks.
That just sucks.
That's the worst.
You waste such a great performance, except I'm never letting Kyle Pitts into my fantasy lineup ever again. I have continued to wait and continued to wait, and it's an exercise in futility. The problem is, who else do you pick up
exactly
for tight ends?
That's the tight end market this year. He's one of the better options, if anything. It's hard. It's bad.
He never goes into double figures, ever.
No.
8 and 9 points is what you get from Kyle Pitts.
And didn't he have, like, a big catch early in this game, too? Like, a 30-yard play, like, in the first quarter?
That was the highlight.
Yeah, that was it.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So, yes, three straight touchdown drives for Philadelphia. All three of them, Jalen, touchdown passes. One comes after a Bills missed field goal. So there's a moment where the Bills shoot themselves in the foot. And another comes after a turnover. So Josh Allen gets picked off by James Bradbury. It's early in the fourth quarter. And rut-row.
From the 29, back goes Hurts. He looks. He starts to roll. Looking downfield, waving people down. He fires into the end zone, and it is caught! Touchdown! Caught by Zaccheaus!
Oh, quick one there. Merrill Reese on Eagles radio. I was enjoying the audio until it was gone. Early in the fourth quarter, that's the go-ahead score for Philadelphia, and it comes after a Josh Allen interception. So just like the Eagles were giving the Bills extra points in the first half, turnabout fair play in the second half in the driving rain. Though the Bills are able to answer with their own 5-minute march, and this is when you start to wonder, is it going to be about who's got the ball last?
Allen going to go in the shotgun here. Two receivers to the left, Davis on the right, Kincaid on the left side attached to the line. Here's the snap. Fake to Murray. Quick hitter to Gabe Davis on a slant for the touchdown. Gabe Davis with a 7-yard touchdown reception. And the Bills are back in front with 1:52 to play.
1:52 to go. And the Bills take the lead on that Gabe Davis touchdown. So, yeah, they're under 2 minutes. Philly is able to get the tying field goal from Jake Elliott. Now, as much as we focus on Jalen Hurts, this is your semi-annual reminder that kickers are people too. We'll talk about Matt Amendola and his near record-breaking kick, but he missed off the crossbar. Well, he didn't miss, but he hit the crossbar. It was about as far as he could possibly kick the ball for Houston. But Jake Elliott in the driving rain connects from 59 yards. Oh yeah, he deserves to flex as well. So we go into overtime. And it's the Bills ball first. If you have not seen the misfire, Clearly, Josh Allen expected Gabe Davis to go to the post. Davis broke out. He was in the end zone. He would have been wide open. Actually, he was open on the outside, but Josh threw the ball inside. There was no help. No help in the middle of the field. Davis would have been wide open. And so it was a miscue, a miscommunication, something like that. You see Gabe Davis goes over to the sidelines. He's so frustrated. Slams his helmet. Stephon Diggs, they're talking animatedly, not in a bad way. Just kind of trying to figure out what went wrong and they're debriefing, if you will. And so instead, the Bills do not get the touchdown in OT.
40-yard field goal from the left hash. Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin. Kick by Bass is up. And it is good. So in overtime, the Bills have the lead, 34-31. 5:52 left in OT. So the Eagles have to answer here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say the Eagles need to answer? Well, this is what they do. Fourth straight game in which they've trailed by double figures. Fourth straight game in which they have to dig down deep and rally. And you know what that does for a team, especially a team that wins in these situations? It gives them this calm confidence that they're never out of it. I know it's cliche, but it's true. If you continue to come back, ask the Chiefs how valuable that confidence is when they're trailing games. And we'll get to the Kansas City Chiefs a little bit later on. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So they get the tying field goal to force overtime. They limit the Bills to a field goal on their first possession. And then they go 75 yards. And at this point, it felt like the Bills' defense was full of sitting ducks. Devontae Smith with a couple of deep catches. A.J. Brown had a reception in there as well. It was like the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. He was just dictating. And the Bills' defense couldn't keep up, couldn't get there first. Instead, was reacting and kind of trailing the play, if you will. And Jalen Hurts, well, he's not going to do QB sneak, the brotherly shove, unless they're right on the goal line. But don't let that fool you, because the dude can still run.
Hurts in the gun. Swift to his left. Three receivers left. Now Swift goes in motion. Hurts on a quarterback draw. He's at the five. He's in. Touchdown. The Eagles win. Hurts does it again.
Oh, my God.
Hurts does it again.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
He's amazing.
Yo, there's a party at Lincoln Financial Field.
And the Eagles are 10-1.
Yo!
What a win.
You're all invited. There's a party here at Lincoln Financial Field.
On the dreariest, coldest, dampest night, this team doesn't know how to lose. This team cannot be denied.
You know, I kind of had a little reflection moment of, What am I supposed to say? You know, what do you guys want me to say? You know, and we just continue to find ways to win. We continue to find ways to win. We play together. We've shown our resiliency day in and day out, game in and game out. We've been challenged in a number of different ways. But we always find a way, you know, and that's something you can't really take for granted. And it's hard to quantify.
Well, here's one way to quantify it. Five touchdowns, including the game winner in OT on what was a bully run. I don't even know if that's a thing, but that's what I thought of. He is a bully. He is strong and he's physical. He doesn't mind contact. And yeah, he can chuck the ball. And when he's behind Jason Kelce in the offensive line, certainly they can do the push-tush. Push-tush? Tush. Jay's confused. But he doesn't need that. He is a quarterback who can also beat you with his legs. And when he gets going, man, you just might as well get out of the way. And so a 12-yard touchdown run by Jalen, just a bully run. And they win 37-34 in overtime. Five touchdowns for Jalen Hurts makes him a candidate for Monday MVP. The poll is up. Hey, did someone say running game? Well, the Colts have got Jonathan Taylor back into his, well, back into his beast mode, but back performing like his best self. hate that phrase. Kyren Williams returns from a knee injury for the Rams. And you want to talk about a monster day, 200 yards of offense along with Matthew Stafford. And then Josh Allen, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Allen. How many people are going to vote for him thinking that this is the Bills, Josh Allen?
Tried to make it as clear as I could,
I know.
Jax.
I know you did, but people don't read. I mean, who needs to read these days? That's not social media. Doesn't require that. So Josh Allen for the Jaguars with a couple of big defensive moments to keep the Texans at bay just enough for the Jaguars to win. So take that poll on either of our Twitter accounts. Mine's A-Law Radio, our Facebook page, too. You can also write in your own votes. In the driving rain, the Bills and Eagles remind me why I love the NFL so much. It's twisty. It's dramatic. There's a couple of jaw-dropping moments. Also moments that make you throw both hands to the top of your head. Like, no! It was just that kind of a game. It was extremely entertaining, high quality, high profile, and hype. Plenty of hype around it, but it lives up to the hype. So love to hear from you about this game. If you're an Eagles fan, they moved to 10-1. So they've got the best record in the NFL. And I think a lot of people would still say they haven't played their best football. They still turn the ball over too much. And yet, they are never out of the fight. It's really impressive. This is them not playing their best football, and they're 10-1. So we'll hear more from both the Bills and the Eagles. This is tough for Buffalo. Over 500 yards of offense, and they lose. 4 touchdowns from Josh Allen, and they lose. 14 points off turnovers in the first half, and they lose. It's like a stake to the heart of Bills Mafia. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Two receivers to the right with the tight end stole. Devontae Smith on the left. Swift, late motion. Hurst. Takes a quarterback keeper to the 5 and into the end zone for the ball game. A 12-yard touchdown run by Jalen Hurts in overtime. And that is that.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are always plenty of those for the Buffalo Bills, misses and messes. I mean, they can be world beaters at times, And this is why people don't want to count them out or dismiss them. Certainly, there's plenty of games and real estate left in the NFL season, but also because they show the potential to be the best team on the field, but they don't do it often enough. It's glimpses and flashes of brilliance. It's not the majority of the time do we see the Bills that we have relied on or have counted on, expected to be one of the best teams in the AFC. It's not that version of the Bills. There are just way too many mistakes. Just moments where they have letdowns, and you cannot do that on a week-to-week basis against the type of a schedule that they play and be anything except mediocre, which is where they are now at 6-6, squandering a huge game from the offense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. They are now dead even. And through week 12, right, so they haven't had their bye yet, they get to think about it. Think about those moments that'll keep you up at night. Think about the fact that the Dolphins are 8-3 on top of the AFC East, and that right now, they're not a playoff team. And I know it's only week 12. Just showing you how many opportunities they've squandered that have put them in a very precarious position. I can't even fathom the Bills not making the playoffs. Oh my gosh. And yet, the Colts, the Texans, the Broncos all have better records. Now, they've taken their byes, same number of wins, but they're 6-5. Outright, the Steelers and the Browns have better records than the Bills. Not to mention the division leaders in the AFC. It's so competitive. If they miss the playoffs, they're going to look back and think, what did we just do? Because they really have no one to blame but themselves. They can't get it all together and moving in the same. You know how the Bills circle the wagons? That wagon needs to be moving forward and not getting pulled front and back and north and south.
Obviously, hard-fought game. Game went back and forth. I thought our guys played hard. Had some opportunities to win it. And at the end of the day, they made more plays than we did.
We had them. You know, we was driving on the field looking good. Good Philly defense, but at the end of the day, we knew we could win on against them, and, you know, we just didn't execute on the last play.
That's Gabe Davis. We had him. We just didn't execute on that last play, and that is so true. But maybe that's a microcosm of the Bills' season, at least to point, to this point. Two missed field goals for them, plus a miscommunication between Josh and Gabe overtime in the end zone. And as for Josh, he has 4 touchdowns and 505 yards of offense under his watch, and yet we hear the same thing from him over and over again.
I think effort was there, execution was there. Just got to make a couple more plays, and you know, there's a couple we wish we had back.
Always. That's always the case with the Buffalo Bills. And yeah, playoff chances. Maybe it's too early to start looking, except it's everywhere you look right now, and it's nearly Christmas, which means the chances are fewer and farther between.
I'm extremely confident in our guys and the men that we have in this locker room. You know, and we understand where we're at. So we gotta get things going.
We got to get things going. After they take their bye, they will have just the 5 games left. And they put themselves in a hole, not just in their own division that they've won for, what is it, 4 straight years? But they put themselves in a hole in the conference. As a whole, different kind of hole. W-H-O-L-E. I know. I'm not that funny. So the Dolphins are 8-3, as are the Jaguars and the Chiefs. We're going to get to those two teams coming up. The Ravens are at 9-3 after Sunday Night Football. And even the Broncos, the Texans, the Colts are in a better position right now. Do you know the Colts would be in the playoffs if they started today? They don't on November 26th. They absolutely do not. As for the Eagles, they may not be playing their best football, but they just keep coming back. And that's four consecutive come-from-behind victories now.
Our guys know how to win. You know, why do our guys know how to win? Well, part of that's a product of what we've done here the last couple years. Part of that's a product of we got some guys that are still on from the 2017 Super Bowl team. Part of that is we got a lot of guys from Georgia that win a lot, that have won a lot. We got a lot of guys from Alabama that who've won a lot. And so that's something. And again, I think the most important one is that we've done it together, right? You can win at all these different places, but when you do it together and find ways to win together, nobody flinches.
I feel like our offense is going to, you know, either put up enough points for us to win, or even if we're slacking on defense. There have been times this year where we slacked on defense. The offense did enough for us to win, and they have confidence in us to make enough stops for us to get a win.
Jalen Hurts, one of the candidates for Monday MVP, though there certainly could be others from this Eagles team. I just saw this post on our Facebook page. Are you ready? You think this is on purpose? It's got to be on purpose. Nope, it's got to be on purpose. What about Gardner Minshew? Minshew? And no, it's not Tom disguised as Mike Francesa. Maybe that's what he's referring to.
And Minshew is a very confident backup.
Minshew or Minshew? It sounds Asian. Minshew. Minshew.
Minshew. How many names does this guy have?
It's a province in China.
Very different offense with Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, man. This guy wins a great game. Can't get it.
Do you think it was autocorrect? Why would your phone autocorrect to Minshew?
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 No, I don't think that's autocorrect. I don't have autocorrect, so I don't know if it would put
don't?
It like that.
I don't know how you do that. My phone drives me crazy sometimes because it's a flat screen, touch screen, right? So the texting is just because your fingers never quite land on what they're supposed to, especially when you're going fast. And so I need autocorrect, but I always have to go back and read the text because it autocorrects to things that it should not be. For instance, SECS often autocorrects to SEX, which is not something you want to be sending to your work contacts.
Yeah,
that
could get dicey. Autocorrect.
It's a call for HR. I actually had a guy send me one like that before. And so, yeah, I'm very careful when I type out SEC. Oh, SEC as in college football. You're already weighing in for the Monday MVP, so the player of the week, essentially. And Jalen Hurts has a healthy lead after that nationally televised game. It's a lot of fun to see the Chiefs also on CBS, but they were not nationally televised. This was Bills and Eagles, so step aside, Super Bowl champions. But we'll get to you next. Also, we've got Jaguars and Texans, because that was a dynamic game in the AFC South. We'll look at the Thanksgiving matchups as well. Maybe not super competitive, but definitely nuggets that we need to take away from Thanksgiving. I was still eating leftover turkey on Sunday. It was delish. And also leftover mashed potatoes. It'll be gone soon. But there's maybe 7 pieces of pie frozen in my freezer because I went away. We ate it on Thursday and then I left for about 36 hours and didn't want it to go bad. So, Jay, don't you worry. I've got 2 pieces of walnut crunch pumpkin pie frozen for you.
That's a score.
Oh,
win.
It's so good. Do you have any type of Cool Whip or whipped cream in your house?
Of course. Of course.
Did you have walnut crunch pumpkin pie at your Thanksgiving?
No, I lacked that.
You're not a huge fan of pumpkin, but trust me, this is with the walnut crunch on top.
I like it. I like it enough. Like when the fall comes in, I'm not like, oh, rush to get like pumpkin. I'm not like that, but do enjoy it. So, and when you make it, you made the pumpkin s'mores last time, which were fantastic.
Those are a Halloween thing.
Oh, those are great. So, yeah. Looking forward to this. Yes.
Yes, walnut crunch. It's a brand new recipe, and the first attempt, the pilot great until I set it on fire. yes, an actual fire, and Jay's dying to know the story, but it's since it's so epic, it'll have to wait until our next show. We're in the throat.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and this is my show. My friends come on, and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, football, and now basketball, too, though we don't really pay attention until later in the year, and the absurdity that is our lives. Line etiquette at your local pharmacy, the current phase of the moon, the importance of talking to a human being on the phone, and most importantly, the power of a box of that. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The football. Yeah, well, you'll be proud of me. I didn't actually do that. I was very calculated and methodical. I had to get it out of the oven first. It was on fire. Then I had to set the fans going so that it wouldn't turn on every smoke alarm in the house. And then I had to figure out how to put out the fire. Just wait. I used my training from watching TV.
Just kidding. Oh my gosh, I need to hear this.
Just, yes, you do. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
First and 10 on their own 36. He stands up under center. He's pointing with his left hand right at Drew Tranquil. Takes the snap. It's a run to Jacobs trying the left side. Burst through a hole, 40, 45, 50. Down the near side, 40. And a stiff arm. They're not going to catch him. Jacobs at the 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders. Josh Jacobs burst through the hole and sprinted 63 yards for his longest play of the season. And the Raiders are dominating the Chiefs here at home.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Once again, a slow start for Kansas City, which is actually a problem considering that they do not score in the second half. It's a thing. It's how they raise the degree of difficulty in 2023. Credit the Raiders. Under Antonio Pierce, they've shown a lot of energy, a lot of life, much, much better when it comes to the mechanics of football and the offense being in a position to succeed. And what a run for Josh Jacobs. Not that we've forgotten how the offseason and the start of the season went for the running back, but it took him a while, like Jonathan Taylor, to get settled in again. So a 63-yard scamper puts Vegas up 14 zip. So this game taking place at home for the Raiders, and I was surprised. There were a bunch of Raiders fans there. A lot of times it happens to be fans of the other team. Jason Horowitz with the call on Raiders radio. Las Vegas actually possessed the ball all but 90 seconds of the first quarter. It was an overwhelming effort. The Chiefs could do absolutely nothing with the football. So in addition to the Josh Jacobs TD, Aiden O'Connell found Jacoby Myers for an 18-yard strike. So they were up 14-0, and had it not been for a missed field goal, they would have been up 17-0 at halftime. But Kansas City, who had not had points in the second half of any game in over a month, finally figured out that you actually do have to score in the second half to win.
Richie James comes in motion, tight slot to the left side. They're going to give it to Pacheco, and he slams into the end zone. Touchdown! Mahomes, and throws it late. Left side caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Justin Watson on a third down and goal to go throw. Chiefs first and goal to go at the one. Pacheco will go in the middle! He's in the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City. And Pop has popped it twice in the sweet nectar. And the Chiefs have their first lead of the game on their third consecutive drive for a touchdown.
Watson in motion. They're going to throw a crossing pattern. Caught Rice, 30, angling 25 up the sideline. 15, inside the 5. Touchdown! Kansas City! A 39-yard crossing pattern. And then zooming up the sideline, Rashee Rice with one of the biggest plays this season for the Chiefs. They have the coveted second half 2-possession lead.
The coveted second half 2-possession lead. How about just coveted points in the second half? But they erase that dubious streak in pretty dramatic fashion. Rashee Rice with 8 catches, 107 yards and a score. And yeah, they're able to not just score multiple times in the second half, but with an exclamation point, with authority, if you will. Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio. And Patrick had more room to throw, a lot more connections with Travis Kelce. And then Justin Watson had a touchdown, too. It seemed like they found a way to not just spread out the defense, but to connect with different guys, kind of like what you'd expect from this Patrick Mahomes offense. He finishes up with just shy of 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Isaiah Pacheco was great. Couple of scores for him. And just as importantly, a benchmark for the Chiefs, no turnovers, because they've also had a major turnover problem. Congratulations to Andy Reid, who wins his 125th game in Kansas City. Now remember, he had, I think it was a few more than that in Philadelphia. So he's now won 250-plus games, but half coming for two different franchises.
Rashee Rice had a nice day with the 8 receptions for over 100 yards. Pacheco, those were the toughest 55 yards I've ever been around. He had 15 carries there, but he ran really hard. Kelce was just under 100 yards and just continues to, you know, be amazing at his age. And then Pat with had a beautiful day as it went on with 298 yards throwing. So a couple TDs, no turnovers.
They got up on us quick, 14-0, and we knew our defense would do a good job of maintaining and keeping us around, but we needed to get that drive. I think the first one especially, after having like 7 plays in the first quarter. So it was big on us to just really get back to the fundamentals, take the short stuff when it's not there, hit the checkdowns, and then try to utilize and hit the deep ones when they are there. So it was big for us to get that first touchdown drive, and it kind of got the momentum back in our favor.
At his age, Andy Reid said about Travis Kelce, who 34 years old, ancient. And then he says Pat has a beautiful game. I love the, it's not quite Mike Tomlin-esque, but it's unique. And he does love cheeseburgers, which means he's one of us. 7-3. The Chiefs are now 7-3. Same record as the Dolphins and the Jaguars, and same number of losses as the Ravens in the AFC. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. After the 2 wins by the Raiders when they made the move from Josh McDaniels to Antonio Pierce, they've now dropped a couple games in a row.
And there was opportunities there. And again, you know, you look at the tape, and I'm sure you guys saw it, there were plays there. There were guys open, and we got to connect, and we got to make them. No different than we did in the run game in the first quarter. Our offense knew that we had a point spread that we felt like we needed to get to early in the first half, needed to really take care of the ball right before the 2-minute situation, knowing they're going to get the ball in the third quarter. You'd like to see us get more points there, and you just can't let a team like this even be close. And it's difficult when you have moments like that in the game where we're missing opportunities.
Yeah, that certainly is a theme of teams that expect to win. And on this weekend, you can look around the league and say, okay, the Buffalo Bills, that might be the story of their season. Even the Ravens in winning on Sunday Night Football, not taking advantage of their opportunities, and the Chargers, duh. And so the Raiders are now at 5-7, and will have work to do if they're going to put themselves back into even consideration. Because, you know, you got to dazzle the committee to be considered for a playoff spot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Quickly, Black Friday, first game in NFL history on the day after Thanksgiving. And dazzle, is that what you want? Because the Dolphins defense provides.
Boyle back to throw, looking four-man rush. They're chasing him down, gets it off toward the end zone, and it is picked off.
Oh, this is going to get interesting here.
and it's Holland at the 20.
He might
25,
run this back.
30. He's cutting back inside 40 of New York. The 25-20 to the right. 10-5. Touchdown.
He gets it all the way back. What a play. What a play.
Oh, my gosh. So Javon Holland goes 99 yards with that pick six, and it ends the half. And so it's, yeah, it's one of those moments where, again, your mouth is dropped open, and you think, what just happened? But it's I think, a lot of fun for the Miami Dolphins when the defense gets a little bit of love. And it ended this weird half too, right? Because you had a pick six off Tua that put the Jets on the board, right? So that was their only touchdown. Then you have, there was only a touchdown in the first half. Then you've got the very next possession, Tua's got the ball again and throws another interception. But with 2 seconds to go, so the Jets have the ball with 2 seconds left because of that next pick by Tua, then Holland is able to take it 99 yards. It was one of those kind of a whiplash. That's what I'm thinking. Those whiplash type of finishes to a half.
Okay.
By the way, did you hear that Mr. Aaron Rodgers is targeting Christmas Eve for his return from a blown Achilles 4 snaps into the season? He would like to be back on the field by Christmas Eve. It would be a Christmas miracle, if you will. Or he could just be the Grinch. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Well, where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.